welcome to more of Nelson Mandela, amongst other things, the Doug Steffen Good Day program for the 10th of, we're one way through at the month of December, Tuesday the 10th of December. A lot of things are part and parcel of the discussion of the passing of Nelson Mandela, so we'll touch that, and a lot of people, believe it or not, as amazing as it seems, people still want to talk, Kenny, about the healthcare thing. It's on and on and on and on and on. I don't know if there's anything exciting or new. We'll find out about that, what the latest is. As we mentioned yesterday, there was a pretty unique passenger list for Air Force One going to South Africa for Nelson Mandela's memorial service. President Obama and former and his wife and former President Bush and his wife and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. That's pretty interesting, right? Bill Clinton was supposed to go, but they aren't traveling with this group. Clinton and Jimmy Carter are expected to attend the memorial, but they're traveling separately. and with what I know about the two of them, they aren't traveling together. You can be pretty sure about it. They just don't like each other. They are very, Jimmy Carter, very judgmental about Bill Clinton's extracurricular activities. And the last time it was demonstrated, Kenny Kessler's here, was at the inauguration of Mr. Obama when they both came in sort of almost together. Bill Clinton came in first with Mrs. Clinton, and then they were moving some chairs around. I remember this vividly, actually. They were moving some chairs around, and as they did, Carter came in, and they looked at each other, shook hands, and Jimmy Carter proceeded to move as far as he could away from Clinton on the other side of the dais. At any rate, that's not the story, but it's a sort of sub-story. Interesting grouping. Isn't one of the five of them spent a lot of time together. They did spend some time together in Air Force One's conference room, but for the most part, the Obamas were in the presidential cabin, the Bushes were in the medical office, and Clinton was in the senior staff cabin, according to the information. They have arrived there now. 91 heads of state from countries all over the world expected to attend the service. In fact, because, let's see, where are they in the clock? They are 7 hours ahead of us, Kenny. Do you know? I think there's 7 hours in.
Yeah, 7 hours.
7 hours ahead. All right, so that means that right now, as far as the time is concerned, it would be 10 after 12 there, correct? 10 after it was,
right.
Yeah. So I think the thing started at 11 o'clock local time, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
All right, so that's the story, the ins and outs of the service. There are a lot of people who are taking this as a political sort of thing. I think that's nonsensical, but at any rate, that's just the way I read it. You read it the way you want to, and express yourself about that at 888-302-DOUG. That's our dialing line, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com. And then there's the social media connection, which is strong and fast for some of you that really are moving fast, Facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter at Good Day Show. One of the things about this hour that people appreciate is the fact that we sort of summarily have listened to a number of talk radio programs. They become part of this program in that they present a different point of view, and they take advantage of guests, and so we put them all together here. Lots of different voices for people to opine about or on, and that helps a lot of people we hear make up their own mind if they have made up their mind about how they feel about a particular issue. Here's talk host Rob Schilling with political commentator Bruce Hirschhorn. They discuss the way that many people are celebrating the life of Nelson Mandela.
I wanted to get your take on Nelson Mandela and the celebration of his life and accomplishments that's taking place before us now.
I think it's appropriate after a person dies and that you don't discuss those things that in his life were somewhat different. And I think that's appropriate, and I think that it's right. I believe, in a sense, Nelson Mandela was two people, before prison and after prison. That is not uncommon with people who go to prison, particularly chiefs of state. In a sense, it was Sadat. he came out one of the greatest men of the 20th century, but he sure wasn't one of them before he went into prison. In Nelson Mandela's case, he came out, I think, someone that I would never have expected to come out of prison and do what he did. He had what he called, immediately when he became a member of government, that he became a member of government quickly and then became president, called for truth and reconciliation committees. If you committed a crime during the days of apartheid, when you were terrible to black people, you simply confess. There is nothing taken against you. There is no revenge taken. What he wanted to do was stop the idea of revenge for revenge for revenge for revenge. They're going to take revenge against black people, then against white people when they get power, then against black people again when they get power, when the white people get power again. He wanted to stop it before it even made a second breakthrough. And so he just said, truth and reconciliation, which is absolute amnesty, no matter what crimes you committed during the days of apartheid. It was quite something. That's big.
You know, Bruce, there was an edict from the President of the United States to fly the flags at half-staff in the passing of Nelson Mandela. And there was one sheriff who was chronicled here who said, you know, he's not an American citizen. I'm not going to do that. I wanted to get your take on the protocol for flying flags at half-staff, and is it appropriate to do it for international leaders?
I don't recall any time that it was done for an international leader, but again, I say I don't recall. I wasn't taking notes necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that the president should have done that. I think you do that generally when it is someone who is a tremendous ally. I don't recall whether it was done for Winston Churchill or not. Mm-hmm. If it was, I would say that could be the exception, because he considered himself half American. His mother was American. He was always proud of it. He always spoke about the United States as the most generous nation in the world, that the statue of the embassy, of him in the embassy, has 1 foot on British territory, 1 foot on American territory. I would say in a case like that, a tremendous ally through the worst of times, he would do it. But I don't know if we did. I don't recall that we did. I just don't remember.
Yeah, I think that was something, Kenny, that we have not talked about. I thought it was inappropriate. I think that was the reason a lot of the right-of-center hosts gave him an excuse to take off on Obama. It did seem to show we're expecting that in this circumstance, a black man is going to have strong feelings about another black man who was an important leader. And maybe that's whatever, if that's the consideration, and whether you admit to that being the consideration or not, one way or the other, I think that's part of what has brought people to a point of anger. I don't know that you get angry about it. I just think it's inappropriate. And that would be what I'd say. What about you? What do you think, Kenny?
Yeah, I went back and forth on this. I mean, this is obviously somebody with huge impact all over the globe, and there just aren't that many people that have that kind of that create that kind of impact. So I can't see something like this happening again, even for a pope. That when a pope passes because of all of the religious divisions.
Right, exactly.
You don't see that kind of thing. But I don't know of another leader, past or current, who would have that kind of effect on people. So it's really a unique case.
Yeah. I'm not sure that it's a good idea either. It's been done. And so what do you do about it now? And do you have any feelings about that, as expressed by our listeners at facebook.com/goodday or at Twitter? At Good Day Show, what do we have that's posted about Mandela there?
Most of the comments are fall on one or two sides. They're like this. So Debbie says, "May his legacy remain in our hearts and our mind." And Jeff says, "We're not mourning his death. We're celebrating his life."
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side, there are people like Ellie who hear about Obama and the Bushes and the Clintons going over there and say it's a waste of taxpayers' money. Cindy says there are more important issues at hand than to take time to watch this terrorist get buried. And James says, I wonder how much that cost us for Obama to go to South Africa. Couldn't he have just Skyped?
Hmm. All right, so you get we weigh and you hear that, and that's what I was talking about before. 888-302-3684, 17 after on Good Day.
I'm a good gift giver. No, a fantastic gift giver. What do I get in return? An unnecessary cheek pinch. I deserve more. So this year, I'm giving Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards. For every $25 I spend, I can get a blazing bonus worth up to $100. So the next time I hear, oh, that's so sweet, it better be referring to honey barbecue sauce.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Valid in restaurant. Purchase then U.S. occasions only. Void in Florida, New York, Rhode Island. Prohibited by law. And limited to 9 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st, 2013. See official rules at BuffaloWildWings.com for restrictions and details.
Alrighty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before and you know how annoying it can be. Well, one time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. It's clinically proven too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look, no matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers. Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Hello, dude. Tonka Truck here. Put me on your holiday list. We got work to do, like bringing dirt into the house and running over your sister's dolls and ripping giant holes in your pants. And you'll be on your knees a lot. Get me on that list. Oh, you see a light? We'll draw a picture and put a heart on it. Get some every time.
Something missing from your list, like Tonka, Barbie, or Play School toys? Come to Kohl's Christmas Doorbuster Sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. And get Kohl's cash. Kohl's, expect great things.
All right, from the television show The View, Whoopi Goldberg and Barbara Walters talk about the Nelson Mandela entourage.
Whoopi and I were talking earlier, but when you think of Nelson Mandela, one of the great lessons that he taught was to forgive, because he had been in prison all those years and he came out and forgave his gods. And if there was a lesson, even if you had no idea who he was and what his what his life had been, the idea that you could forgive, it was a huge message that has stayed with me, and I'm sure with you. How was he able to forgive?
Well, he put it very simply. He said it had to stop. The horror had to stop.
We're going to have the hour. Good day.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $1,000. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
One of the contestants on The Voice as it begins to wrap up its season, James Wolpert singing With or Without You. It's a police song, isn't it, Kenny?
You too.
Okay. All right. Yeah, close. Crank it up for a second, Michael, will you? It's a good song. Whether you think that it was well done or not, we'll see how he makes it through the finals. Again, that's from The Voice. Last night, the sing-off started. Another, I like this one better than any of the rest. This is a group called Elements singing on the sing-off. This is all a cappella music on the sing-off. The song is called Burn. I don't know this song, Kenny, I don't think, do I? Is this a pop song?
I'm not familiar with this one.
No, I didn't think so. All right, well, anyway, they're... couple of quick musical interludes to break the conversation up a little bit. We're talking about Nelson Mandela and the memorial service that's going on for him right now, in fact. And so let's tune into another one of our radio hosts and friends. This is Jan Michelson in Des Moines talking to analyst Ileana Mercer about the way the news media has covered these various tributes for Mr. Mandela.
What is your thinking about how at least parts of the American media is just crawling all over itself with effusive affection for the departed Nelson Mandela?
Well, I'm a little bored, Jan, in that it's not as intense as I expected. Initially, I just took cover and switched on to Investigation Discovery, my favorite channel, thinking that the orgy would be nonstop, but I guess the ratings... must have been as low as the numbers for Obamacare. So, you know, they haven't been that bad. I doubt Americans are as interested in as the media are in this myth of Mandela or the Che Guevara of Africa, as I call him.
Well, I was pondering this, and maybe I saw it different than you. I was watching, of all people, Huckabee over the weekend. He's on Fox.
Oh, yes.
He did something over the weekend in his program that I did not expect. He just, in essence, just embraced all of this affection for Nelson Mandela and talked about his meaning and what contributed to his greatness. That is as far as the depth got, and it was just silly. A man of peace.
Well, he certainly was not someone as bad as Mugabe, and that really is the reference. If you read the Wall Street Journal, it's absolutely mind-boggling that the criteria by which they judge him and criticize him is that he wasn't as good a social democrat that he ought to have been. Not enough distribution, unsuccessful execution of distribution, and not taking enough from producers and giving to tax consumers, apparently, according to the Wall Street Journal, didn't generate enough plenty in that country. A man of peace, he did emerge from jail and did not pursue revolutionary change, which is what the ANC agitated for, but why would he need to? As I call it, the Anglo-American axis of evil, namely the US and the UK, pushed and helped the ANC obtain one man, one vote, raw, ripe democracy with no representation for minority rights, white and black, because remember, no one wanted to speak about Chief Mangosuthu Buthelezi and his Zulu tribe, but here was a man who was a capitalist, a Christian, a classical liberal or a libertarian, who believed in the American idea of devolution of power to the provinces.
888-302-3684. Let's move on. In a few moments, we'll be back into the fold with a discussion of Obamacare for the next half hour.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
Would you like to have million-dollar looks? You don't have them if your hair is thin, weak, and tired-looking. Thinning hair is the result of aging follicles or the place through the pores from which the follicles come. That's why you need the new Provia. Provia strengthens hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It's like nothing you've ever tried before. And by the way, ladies, this is for you as well as for men. You're suffering just like men are with thinning hair. And if you've had the problem for years, now you can join the thousands of people who are using Provia Serum the all-natural way with no side effects to get your hair growing again. It's simple. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Order Provia now and get a free month supply when you mention Doug Steffen. Say goodbye to the hair going down the sink. Say hello to a new, full, richer head of hair. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
In 1942, Eleanor flipped her wig about Geico saving her moolah on her motor insurance.
Hey, man. In 1969, Ace saved enough dough with Geico to go to Woodstock. His only memory is savings.
In 1984, Stephanie, like, saved, like, majorly on her car insurance with Geico. It was, like, so totally righteous.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wise up, load up at FreezeDryGuy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at FreezeDryGuy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at FreezeDryGuy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at FreezeDryGuy.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program put together as Kenny overviews what's going on in the world, bringing in a lot of good talk hosts with interesting, provocative thoughts on the issues of the day. So, let's keep in that mind, that mindset, the discussion of the Affordable Care Act, health care, insurance coverage, Obamacare. What a tank this is. Around and around it goes. All right, so let's take a couple of different approaches on this. We'll start by listening to talk host Angela Hill with insurance broker Patrick Taylor. They discuss what you ought to be doing right now if you have not signed up yet at healthcare.gov or through your state's exchange.
The deadline is December 23rd. That by itself must propel people to get going. For somebody who hasn't signed up yet, what do? The easiest, simplest thing to do.
Number one, call an agent or broker to find out whether or not you need to go online and enroll.
The reason you would go online is because you're looking for a credit.
Correct. Or subsidy, as some people call it.
Okay.
Advanced tax credit or subsidy.
If you don't need that, you don't need to go online.
You do not. You can go straight to an agent, we can go straight to the plans, we can fill out a one-page application, and you are finished. That takes 15, 20 minutes. It's very easy.
At the max.
Going to the agent isn't going to cost you money because, as you say, it's built into the premium.
That's correct.
So, you can go to an agent, it's not going to cost you money. If you don't need that subsidy, you don't need to go online,
correct.
But you still have to get this.
Yes.
Unless you want to pay a penalty.
Right.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about one of the biggest, most complicated issues is income.
Income is a big and complicated issue, Angela. First of all, let me just state that we are independents. We're not going to talk about politics today. We're just going to talk about what we're seeing and,
right.
and what's happening today. Income is, the deeper we get into this, the more people we see, the more people we're realizing really don't understand how to calculate the income because the website says, get out your W-2. What will your income be in 2014? Or in some cases, it says, well, do you want to use your income from 2012. Well, if you say yes to that, then at that point, the federal government is not going to let you go any further through the process, and you have to send them, got to love this, your verification of your 2014 income, which I find real interesting because we don't have verification of 2014 income. So you don't want to say yes to that question. You want to go ahead and project your income out for 2014.
All right, so there's one bit of advice. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, by the way. Ken Kessler and I putting together some of the issues, and this is continuing to be a big one because the deadline is getting closer. Here's host Lee Rayburn with former Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson. They discuss the differences between the rollout for Medicare Part D and the rollout for the Affordable Care Act.
Tell us what you think about the rollout of Obamacare.
Well, I think the Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act should have taken a lesson from what we did on Part D. Part D was very complex and controversial at the inception, and we went out and educated America. We tested and retested our system, and it rolled out, of course, with some problems, but not many. And 90% of the seniors in America, Lee, approve of Part D, and they say it's the best program for seniors. It also, the cost of Part D is 45% less than which was projected when it was passed in Congress, and 50% less for seniors on a monthly basis. So 90% take up by seniors, 90% approval, and 50% less costly for seniors and 45% less costly for the system. I would say that's a very successful program. The difference between the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare and Part D was, number one, Part D was voluntary. Affordable Care Act is mandatory. Part D, there are no penalties if you don't sign up. Under the Affordable Care Act, there are penalties if you don't sign up. Huge differences. Plus, we rolled it out with an educational program that America understood, and as a result, it has been a very, very successful 10-year program.
All right, somewhat political, as you might expect. Tommy Thompson was Health and Human Services Secretary under George Bush. 888-302-3684. Opinions galore here. Here's host Ray Dunaway talking to legal analyst Professor David Allister about the changes President Obama has made to the Affordable Care Act since it went into effect.
I took this up a couple of months ago when this first occurred, and that was the whole idea. The Affordable Care Act was passed a couple of years ago, was to go into effect as of the first of this year. The president has, in fact, signed a number. Would these be executive orders, David? Is that what we're talking about here? That's how you do it?
Executive orders, agreements, they're called different things, absolutely.
Yeah. So what he's done, for example, the business mandate's delayed for a year. Of course, the provisions of the law said, look, you know, your insurance plan is going to have to meet these certain criteria. If it does, then you're going to have to get rid of it and get something new. The president said, well, okay, if you want to wait another year, that's okay, too. Now, the question that some people bring up is, wait a minute, isn't the job of the executive branch to execute the will of the people represented by the legislative branch?
Well, I don't know about will of the people, but I can say the Constitution said he is supposed to, quote, take care that the laws be faithfully executed. And so there obviously are people who think that this would not be doing that. But, you know, Ray, presidents have been doing this for really two centuries or more. You know, they have the power to execute and implement, and they can do some implementation slowly and some implementation quickly, and it's a very hard thing for anybody to contest.
Well, and I think the other thing, David, maybe since you're a student of this, for example, in the Affordable Care Act, there were a number of provisions in there, despite the 2,000, 3,000 pages, whatever it was, as the secretary shall determine. So in other words, does that leave a little hole for the executive branch?
It leaves a little hole. There are other aspects of the legislation that might leave bigger holes. But, you know, in some ways, I hate to say this to my fellow academics, but this is the definition of an academic exercise. Because if the president does this, I mean, how can you really stop him? You can complain about him in the public forum, but, I mean, think about it. Congress would have to, because this is a statutory interpretation case, they'd have to literally pass a law making their point even clearer, and the president would veto that law. So, I mean, he's in such a strong position to do what he wants.
888-302-3684. It feels like all Obamacare all the time. Kenny, this doesn't seem to be letting up No matter how you dice and chop this up, it doesn't go away. At the end of the year, beginning of the year, all these deadlines and the things that have been pushed back again. And I really feel people still don't, in an extraordinary way, understand how this all works in general. I'm not saying specifically, but I think there are a lot of people who are still very confused by all of this. Like, who knew that they could just go to their own insurance broker under certain circumstances, right?
Yeah, the whole thing is very confusing. It's my understanding that this is the website and everything that goes with it was set up primarily for people who don't have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like that's not really clear, and everybody's starting to panic over it.
All right, so here's a new twist on this. You're going to love this one. Here's a host, John Osterlund, talking about MSNBC host Melissa Harris Perry's comments that the term Obamacare is a racist term.
You know this woman, Melissa Harris Perry? She's a Tulane professor. She also has a weekend show over there at MSNBC, part of the communists. Melissa Harris Perry gave us another priceless quote for the ages when she claimed that the term Obamacare was coined by racist white men to diminish and render Obama inferior and unequal. Seriously, she said that.
I want to talk today about a controversial word. It's a word that has been with us for years. And like it or not, it's indelibly printed in the pages of American history. A word that was originally intended as a derogatory term, meant to shame and divide and demean. The word was conceived of by a group of wealthy white men who needed a way to put themselves above and apart from a black man, to render him inferior and unequal, and to diminish his accomplishments. President Obama has been labeled with this word by his opponents, and at first he rose above it, hoping that if he could just make a cause for what he'd achieved, his opponents would fail in making their label stick. But no matter how many successes that he had as president, he realized there were still many people for whom he'd never be anything more than that one disparaging word. A belief he knew was held not just by his political opponents, but also by a significant portion of the American electorate. And so he decided, if you can't beat him, you gotta join him. And he embraced the word and made it his own, sending his opposition a message they weren't expecting. If that's what you want me to be, I'll be that. Y'all know the word that I'm talking about. Obamacare.
That's not a joke. She really said that.
A bunch of rich, white racist men coined Obamacare. So now Obamacare is a racist term. Obamacare. It's a racist term. The fun part is that you only have to go back 2 weeks to find an example of Melissa Harris Perry using a hateful term to render Obama inferior and unequal.
So I'm wondering, will there be an internecine fight around Obamacare and particularly the Medicaid expansion aspect of it?
So she just used that word a week or two ago. And all of a sudden, in her mind, Obamacare is racist.
All right, so I'm almost speechless after I listen to that. I don't know.
Isn't that crazy?
Much about that woman, but it is crazy. And it's the kind of thing that further divides. I mean, you'd expect it, and an opinion is opinion, and thoughts are thoughts, and the respect that I have for everybody being able to express themselves, sometimes it deserves a comment, sometimes it doesn't. In this case, she sounded like she was delivering a Christmas, the way I do, 'twas the night before Christmas and all through the house on either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day on this radio program. That's the way I'm listening to that, and this sounds, wow, we got a tribute coming up here. Anyway, it seems foolish to me, but that's me. 888-302-3684. Everybody has a right to express him or herself in any way that he or she desires. And if that's whether this is theatrics or it's really the way she feels, how did she get to feel that way? You know, all those things are sort of moot points. She made her case. She made her point. 888-302-3684. You make your points there, or twitter.com/Good Day Show. I'm sorry, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter @Good Day Show. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Hey little dude, Tonka Truck here. Put me on your holiday list. We got work to do, like bringing dirt into the house and running over your sister dolls and ripping giant holes in your pants. Cause you'll be on your knees a lot. Get me on that list. Oh, you can't write? Well, draw a picture and put a heart on it. Get some every time.
Something missing from your list, like Tonka, Barbie, or Play School toys? Come to Kohl's Christmas Doorbuster Sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. And get Kohl's cash. Kohl's, expect great things.
Your eyes, even at a distance of 10 miles, the length of 146 football fields, they can see the light of a single candle. Your eyes are amazing. Look after them with Centrum Silver. Multivitamins with lutein and vitamins A, C, and E to help support healthy eyes. And packed with key nutrients to help support your heart and brain, too. Centrum Silver for the most amazing parts of you.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Robitussin Cofaquince number 29, the not-so-silent night.
Sorry, hon.
Oh, you keep waking me up.
I think that's...
Come on, it's 3 a.m. I gotta get up for work in 4 hours.
Fortunately, Robitussin DM Max now comes in a new nighttime formula for fast, powerful cough relief that helps you sleep like a baby, which is good news for you and the person one pillow over. Robitussin Nighttime. Don't suffer the consequences. You get corrected.
Excuse me. Let's wrap up our discussion of Obamacare by listening to Talk host Scott Wycliffe talking to Maryland State Senator Jim Rosepip about the executive director of the Maryland Health Exchange resigning after news broke that she went on vacation while state officials were trying to repair glitches in the state's health care website.
Shouldn't the elected officials also be held accountable? There's some question Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown raising whether he should be held accountable. What do you think?
I would say the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the legislature did their job. They're the policymakers. They passed the law and expanded health insurance. It was a bureaucrat's responsibility to make the website work. And that's where, evidently, she fell down on the job and, therefore, is being replaced.
We've seen this at the federal level. We've seen this at the state level of the website plagued with problems. I know they're both entities are trying to make improvements. What went wrong here? I mean, they knew that this deadline was coming. What went wrong here?
I don't know the technicalities of what went wrong. I think it is obvious that the people, the bureaucrats who were in charge of making it work in Maryland failed. The bureaucrats at the federal level in charge of making it work failed, whereas the bureaucrats in California and Kentucky and other states succeeded. So it clearly was doable. this happens in all kinds. This happens in business. It happens in government. It happens in universities. It even happens on the radio. Sometimes things work and sometimes they don't work.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now, 53 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program spent most of the hour on either the memorial service for Mr. Mandela or the continuing allegations and situations people find themselves in trying to sign up for health care. And then the sort of twist here was the Obamacare reference from the person on MSNBC that it was a racist reference. That's a racist term, Obamacare. And you figure that one out. 888-302-3684. Rose, listening to Good Day in Pennsylvania, who focuses on the suffering around Obamacare.
I think Obama's a little bit nonchalant with our health care. If a few people are suffering, that is just too much. If we cannot appeal this law right now, wait until he gets out of office and then appeal the law, because this is ridiculous. Too many people are suffering.
All right. Ray in Massachusetts with a focus on the mess and how to clean it up.
Yeah, I think somebody should get fired. I mean, it's pretty obvious. I mean, I saw a thing where some kids from MIT did a thing in 24 hours and had all kinds of things straightened out. I don't know why they don't have the American people doing it, number one. Number two, I think it's a good thing. I just think they got the wrong people running it. Once it takes off, I think it's going to be fine. And I think that the Republicans are going to say, gee, we really should have took this and ran with it, you know, once it goes.
888-302-3684. Mark in Florida is not so sure about what the last gentleman just said.
I think that Barack Obama should fire himself. And the reason I say that is I work part-time and I have health insurance through my job. That is ending at the end of this year because I'm on a limited medical plan and Obamacare, the law does not allow for that. And I've gone to the marketplace site to look for insurance, and the premiums are outrageous. I think this is the worst law of prohibition.
All right, so there's all kinds of different things, Kenny, in this. I didn't ask you earlier whether you had some comments there on Facebook, our social media, or on Twitter regarding the continuing focus on the Health Care Act.
John says Obama's legacy might be Obamacare, but it's not going to be the way he intended it to be.
Mm-hmm. Wishful thinking on his part. Anything else?
Yeah, Ron says Republicans don't need an alternative to Obamacare. We should just keep what we have, and those that don't have insurance can go to the emergency room.
Mm. There's a race against the clock here, it would seem, because there are some deadlines. Any others?
One more. Tim says the website is a distraction. Stop focusing on it. Focus on the cancellations, increased premiums, and unnecessary coverage.
I think that's right. I think that's a very good attitude to take toward this whole thing. Betty is in New Mexico with some thoughts on Congress in this overall problem.
This particular Congress that we have right now, I believe the 112th, has already achieved the title of the greatest do-nothing Congress in the history of the United States. The reason they have done nothing is because they have been held hostage by a small group of people, those people referred to as the Tea Party, and they have been led, by, for lack of a better word, by the most pathetic Speaker of the House probably in the nation's history, Mr. John Boehner. President Obama should not fire anyone. These are the people that should be fired in Congress. They have over and over, over 40 times, if I'm not mistaken, voted to repeal this law that has already been deemed the law of the land, useless, spending the taxpayers' money in the most useless of ways. And these are the people who should go, and they will go come the midterms.
All right, Derek in Missouri, wrap it up, will you?
I wanted to say in regards to the website, absolutely someone should be fired. I mean, we're looking at $600 million of taxpayer money that was spent on this. And we have college kids in dorm rooms that built Facebook. You know, Walmart, Best Buy, all these big companies that had their Cyber Monday, they were dealing with volume like you would not believe on their websites. No issues, no problems at all. You know, I do think, though, we do seem to point fingers a lot at each other, whether you're Democrats or Republicans, and I really hope that people can realize when you blame those bad Republicans or those bad Democrats in Congress, you're blaming your neighbor. These are people that were elected by us to represent their constituents. You don't blame your neighbor because they may think different about you. Let's get together and work on the issue and fix the problem. The website is such a small thing. The problem we have is the law. The law is a bad law. It may be the law of the land, but...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.